finally get my update. I'm ready for it, man.
This is how this all went down. It was a... I mean, she was duped into going on a blind date. Her best friend thought it would be a good idea.
My best friend and I are supposed to have dinner on Thursday night.
Okay.
But I am not actually going to meet her for dinner. It's a blind date.
Oh, you're setting her up.
Yes.
Literally.
Okay.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
So you have taken it upon yourself to arrange this meeting. She thinks she's having dinner with you.
Right.
Ah, I don't like it. All right. Now, that was not Opal.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we have not Opal back with us, she's right here. Good morning, not Opal.
Good morning.
Hi. We have the person who got duped in the first place. Is that the dupee? Is that what that is?
The dupee.
That's Amber.
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm so angry. can I tell you about how angry I was, please?
Okay. So tell me what is going through your mind as you walk into the restaurant. What happened?
Oh, my God. So anyway, I show up at the restaurant and I'm waiting because I have a date scheduled. I text Gina because she's always late and I wanted to know how much longer. And then this guy sits down at my table. I think he's just this crazy lunatic sitting at my table is going to attack me. Because,
okay. So you get there first. There's nobody else there. You sit down and you're waiting for your friend.
Yes.
Who's
so you
Gina.
Had a,
okay.
Yeah. So you had a date with Gina.
Okay. Which but, I think
I'm
it's only
sorry,
fair.
Not Opal. Yeah. Gina.
Yes. If Amber's Amber,
I know,
then
like,
Gina
well,
should be Gina.
I'm sorry.
I want to pause the story real quick. It didn't cross my mind until just now when she's telling this story that at some point, a random guy is going to just sit down at the table.
Right.
Yeah. Like, in my head, I didn't even think about...
That's why I told you I it was going to be emotions so awkward. Of that. Or the other way, where Amber was going to walk into some random dude and be like, I'm here for you, which would also have been weird.
I didn't even think about that
So
one.
This dude sits down at your table, and what happens?
He, like, doesn't even say anything for a second, and then it assumes that I know who he is. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing here? And I text Gina again. And then he tells me that he has the wrong table. And I tell him that he probably has the wrong table. And then he says, no, LOL, I'm your date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was crazy. I was shocked and I was nervous.
Right, because it's incredibly awkward. You've been thrown into this date. Gina,
yes.
It's all the things I said would happen are happening right here.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
How would you know? You weren't there.
She heard about it.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe it gets better. Maybe it gets better.
Okay, does it get
it
better?
It does.
Okay.
Okay, so I left to call Gina, and I did cuss her out. I was really mad. And I mean, the guy she set me up with, he's attractive. I looked average, very average. So I thought Gina would be there. Anyway, I ran to the bathroom, put on my lipstick, and pushed myself to go back to the table. I did, and honestly, you know what? It worked. I mean, we sat down and talked, and we're going on a second date.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
So you went into the bathroom, I don't know, with like a Harry Potter wand and some sort of magic trick, and now you're not angry anymore? This is all good. And now, yes. Now you're happy.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like she cussed out Gina, and that helped relieve all the anger right there when she cussed her out.
Okay.
That's what it
bottled
sounds
up,
like.
And she's like, I'm going to sit this anger here now.
So are you mad at your friend, or are you over it now because you're going on a second date?
Honestly, I'm mad at her, but I can get over it because this guy's really hot.
There we go. See?
I told you guys.
It works.
It would totally work out. I mean, she was so mad at me. Yeah, she called me up and I
you got the fire and brimstone. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a rage. But, so it was totally, you know, I get it. I was okay with that if she wanted to take it out on me. But I deep down knew it would totally work out. And I just did it because I love her. I want her to be happy. And I think she knows that, right? Right?
Right.
Oh, you know, this is just
great.
Terrible news. This is great.
I am happy that this worked out this way.
I am not happy. I'm going to tell you why, because this is going to encourage other people to do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
You did it. And it worked for your friends.
it worked. And what, like, if something, if it turns into something, they have a really cool story when people say, well, how did you meet?
Yeah, yeah. Quit patting yourself on the back. Yes. Stop it.
There you go.
Quit writing the notebook part two.
There's going to be a movie about you.
Exactly.
You're the new Hitch. You're the new Hitch.
Never have I been so mad at good news before. How dare you?